NFL punishes 100 players, coaches, and employees for selling Super Bowl tickets above face value. By Warner Todd Houston on July 25, 2025. The National Football League has punished 100 players, coaches, and employees in a huge Super Bowl ticket scandal that has rocked the league. The league is accusing the players of selling Super Bowl 59 tickets for profit at a price above face value, an act strictly prohibited by league rules. Any player caught selling Super Bowl tickets above ticket office prices will be fined 1.5 times more than the value of the tickets, according to the New York Post. Along with the players, more than 24 team employees are also being accused of illicitly selling the tickets. The fine appears to be worse for non-players. The AP reported that team and NFL employees are charged twice the amount of the ticket in penalties. The league is still investigating the charges, and NFL officials have not yet released a full report. Our initial investigation has determined that a number of NFL players and coaches, employed by several NFL clubs, sold Super Bowl tickets for more than the ticket's face value in violation of the policy, a memo says, according to the AP. This long-standing league policy, which is specifically incorporated into the collective bargaining agreement, prohibits league or club employees, including players, from selling NFL game tickets acquired from their employer for more than the ticket's face value or for an amount greater than the employee originally paid for the ticket, whichever is less. All active NFL players have the opportunity to purchase 2 Super Bowl tickets for personal use each season. The league is also considering increasing the fines for future tickets sold illegally. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.